Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, let your kingdom come. Sovereign Lord, let your will be done. I trust you more than anyone. Your faithfulness like the rising sun. Spirit, come have your way in me. Give me ears to hear, give me eyes. Show me who I'm supposed to be. Cause without you I am incomplete. And I find you, I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart, seek you with my whole heart. And I find you, oh I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart, seek you with my whole heart. And I find that you have never left my side, even when I felt so far away. But you were always there.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back
Calling in, tuning in, and for those that are already here, and as we wait for others to join, we do just thank God. We thank God for all that He's done, who He is. Lord, we just praise You. We just give You all that's due to You. Even we don't even know all that we can give, but all that we can, all that's needed, Father God, we just pray that You open it up in us, Lord, to just release it and surrender it all to You, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank You for giving us the breath of life. We just thank You for giving us this opportunity to share, giving us these moments, Father God, to just experience You and to witness Your word manifest boldly in our lives. Lord, we just thank You for right now. Thank You for right now, Heavenly Father. So many of us are so focused on tomorrow and the next 5 or 10 years. But Lord, I just thank You for right now. I thank You for the protection that You provided right now. I thank You for the manna, the food, the sustenance that You provided right now for us. I thank You for the strength that You've given us right now, Father God. And I now faith. You know, we put our faith on the line now for everything that we are opening up to receive in our lives from You, Father God. So, Lord, we thank You for now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank You for the blood running warm through our veins. You still giving us opportunities, Father God, to grow and develop and to make change here in this earth. We thank You for PGN, this network, Father God, that You've put together. that you are heading, that you are guiding, that you are leading. Thank you for all of the vessels, Father God, the souls that you have called that are yielding themselves, Father God, to this ministry, to this call, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for the leaders that you have in place here at PGM. We thank you for Randy and Julie, Father God. We thank you for the all of the word that goes forth. All of the word, Father God, that goes forth. We thank you for all of the word that has gone forth, past, present, and the word that's coming. Mm-hmm. Father God, we just thank you for it now in Jesus' name, and we stand on it. We stand on your word being the foundation that we build our hope on. that we put our faith on is your word. Your word is our foundation. And you said it will not go out and return unto you void. So, Lord, the words that you have given us, Father God, in the past, and we're still holding on to it. We haven't seen it manifest yet. Or we may even be missing it because we're looking for it to come a particular way. But, Father God, we just ask that you focus us now in Jesus' name, that you get our minds on the things that we need to have our minds on. You have our hearts drawn to the things that we need to be drawn to, Father God. You have us put our time into the things that you require our time to be put into, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we just be better stewards over all that you've given us. Father God, some of us are great stewards in certain areas of our lives. Some of us are terrible stewards in certain areas of our lives, but we just thank you that you called us together to help bear each other's infirmities, Father God. We thank you for bringing us together, Father God, to help sharpen each other, to help encourage each other, to help build each other, to help support, to help push, to help drive one another to greatness in trusting in you. That's the greatest thing we could ever do and accomplish in life, is to totally trust in you, Father God. We thank you that we graduate tonight from the school, from the place of doubt and move to the place of belief and knowing, Father God, to where we trust you like never before. Like we think we trust you until something happens. We thought we had it all together. But, Lord, we just become weak in you, Father God, so you are strong. We get out of our own way right now in Jesus' name. So the word that you've given us that we have yet to see, Father God, we know that this is the year. This is the year of manifestation. This is the year of return. This is the year of return on seed sown in Jesus' name. So I encourage you tonight to just keep pressing. Just keep pressing and learn how to endure in these moments. Now, every second is 1 second closer to what God has promised you. You cannot let go of the word of God. Satan wants you to begin to doubt it so you can be like that eraser. You done already wrote it down. But he wants you to flip that pencil over and start erasing and write some stuff that he wants you to write down. It ain't going to happen for me. It's always like this every time. Every time I get to some, to why something like that got, it happened for other people, that's good, but I'll be all right. But secretly wanting it, secretly desiring it. God is giving you the desires of your heart for a particular reason. The desires he's giving you and the things that he has for you ain't for you to utilize it like everybody else. He's giving it to you so you use it the way he assigned for you to use it and to benefit from it. We need to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Trust him. what does it mean to trust? So that means we're going to have to readjust the way we trust. We have our trust in a lot of things. We have our trust in a lot of systems. Mm-hmm. We have our trust really going high and leveling very high for man. When the word of God says, don't put all your trust in no man, for he will deceive you. He ain't say he may or might. Said he will. It can happen. And he can deceive you with all good intentions. He been deceiving you and don't even know that he's deceived you because he's been deceived. So just trust God tonight to be the lead, to take the lead on everything, to guide your steps, to even guide your thoughts, guide your speech. Lord, tell me what you want me to speak about this, and I'll say it. Tell me how you want me to think about this, Father God, and I'm going to think it. I'm going to meditate on it. Tell me what you want me to do right now, and I'm going to do it, Father God, the way that you want it to be done. I just surrender my will to yours in Jesus' name. And God will work with you. God will meet you right where you are. And Lord, we just thank you for meeting us right here at PGN tonight. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for being here with us. You're just so wonderful. Just good to talk to you. Just to have you around is great. And to know that you're there. To know that you said you'll never leave nor forsake us. So even when I'm feeling lonely, or feeling alone, it's a lie. I don't have to trust that feeling because I know what you said. You said you're always there. And because you said it, you said you're a God that cannot lie. So I know you ain't telling me no lies because I put my faith in your word. So it doesn't matter what I can't see. It doesn't matter what I can't feel. It's all about what I know. And Lord, we thank you that we know that you are a God, the God of all, the creator of all things. We thank you, Father God, for being the one that has given us life and came to give us life more abundantly. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that covers all. That was shed for the remission of our sins. So we won't get tripped up in guilt. We won't get tripped up in worry and fear. We're just going to fall in the seat of faith. And we're going to rest in your word. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome to the show. I'm Terrence.
I'm Tanisha. And today is, what is today? February 22nd, 2023. It is 7:18 p.m. Central Standard Time. And as Terrence said, we're always excited to be here. Glad that you're here. We know that the Lord is here to give us a blessing, a word, instruction, and direction. I'm not sure if you all have been listening this week, but Randy has just been on fire. He has been on fire. This is just a season of fire for him. But I had something to happen with me on Sunday. Sunday, I was cleaning up. I was talking to my kids, and all of a sudden, my left shoulder started hurting in my arm, or that was my arm. And I wasn't sure why. I was like, I don't know if I pulled something or, you know, I wasn't sure what was going on. But I went into a full-blown panic mode because when you read about symptoms, right, because they say never Google your symptoms because all steps lead to death, right? Google left arm pain says heart attack or stroke, right? And I literally went into a full-blown panic and I prayed. I said, let me calm myself down. I prayed. So I didn't have any, you know, chest tightness or any other symptom. It was just my arm. Left arm was just all of a sudden hurting. And it felt like it came on suddenly, even though in hindsight, I had just finished cleaning and reaching and doing all these things. But I prayed and the Lord was like, pinpoint the pain. So I pinpointed the pain. It was right in my rotator cuff. And he's like, does your arm hurt? And I'm like, no, it's the, you know, my shoulder that really hurts. And, you know, I calmed myself down. I prayed about it. And I tried to have a little mini meltdown, but Terrence got me together. And the Lord told me, change the way you eat. So you think with shoulder pain, you're not thinking about food. You're thinking about inflammation and, you know, pulled things, pulled tendons, muscles, all this other kind of stuff. But the Lord said, change how you eat. And he had Terrence give me tea and pho, which y'all know what pho is, a type of soup. But I text into the show Monday because I was in still a pretty tremendous amount of pain in the shoulder and asked Randy to pray for me. So he starts trying to pray for me, and then he starts talking about the way I eat. He said, the Lord's going to teach you how to eat, like how to prevent it and that kind of thing. Like he started trying to pray for the shoulder, but immediately went to food. This is something that even Terrence and I have been talking about. Even I had decreed and declared this over myself this year, that this was the year I was going to really focus on, you know, eating healthy, getting right, all that, because I really feel like God is preparing us for a time where we really need our help. Like a lot of times we take our health for granted. We really need our help. But if you haven't been listening to the shows this week, I highly recommend that you go back, listen to them to talk, you know, to hear what Randy's been saying about food and the brain and that type of thing, because we really need to get our act together as a body of Christ. We really need to stop taking our health for granted. And I've been eating clean this whole week, even though today's only Wednesday, but so far, right? We're halfway into the week. But my shoulder is almost at 100%. And I haven't been taking any, you know, anti-inflammations or anything. Like the first day I did ice and heat and took ibuprofen and that kind of thing. But immediately from Monday on, just eating very clean. And that's not something I'm a stranger to, but I had kind of gotten away from that. And my shoulder is, like I said, it's almost 100% better. Because even this morning, I couldn't put my hand behind my back, but now I can. And I'm telling you, there is a correlation with food in your health, things that you wouldn't even realize. Drink your water. Please drink your water. Ask God how to eat, because we need our health. Like I'm telling you, we're entering into a time where we won't have the luxury to be unhealthy. We won't have the luxury to be huffing and puffing like the big bad wolf going upstairs. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I know I've had that experience, even though this week I've been going up and down the stairs and haven't been puffing and puffing. But we need our health. We really need to take into account and do an inventory of what we're putting in our body. Because we really will pray and ask God for health while scarfing down a bag of Cheetos and stuffing ourselves with pizzas. And it's okay to eat junk every now and again. But we can't make that the norm. That needs to be the exception. Because when we're not eating clean, when we're not drinking our water, when we're not putting the right things in our body, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay. You're going to pay in the form of your health in ways that you might not realize. Like I would have never thought of something going on with my shoulder because of what I was eating. And I had made that night for dinner. I made fried chicken. I don't eat meat. So I didn't eat that, but I made fried chicken, baked macaroni and cheese, greens, and cornbread. Because one of my sons said he wanted soul food, so I made soul food. And since I don't eat chicken, I typically load up on the sides. Now, normally I would load up on the greens, but I went crazy on the baked mac and cheese. And I noticed when my shoulder started hurting, I think I was on like my fourth plate, like a little saucer of the baked mac and cheese. So that very well could be, you know, something in that, the cheese or I don't know, the dairy in it, could have been what caused the inflammation. But all that to say, when I prayed about it, the Lord went immediately to food. You know, not exercises to do, but food. And when Randy prayed, I mean, he started trying to pray for that shoulder, but he immediately went to talking about food. So I want you to, like, for real, take an inventory of how you're eating. We need our health. We need it. Because, yeah, we put our faith and hope and trust in God, and Jesus is our Lord and Savior. So we know if we do have to leave this earth, we know where we're going, but we don't want to go there before we need to go there. We want to be healthy. We want to be in God's divine will and be able to be where he wants us to be when he wants us to be there, because we are here in the earth. We can't be where God wants us to be if we're gone, and if we're gone prematurely. The scripture that I have, though, for tonight that God gave me before we came on the show, I just had to pull it up. Give me 1 minute here. Get some water. I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians 4:11. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. I'm going to read it in a couple other translations because it kind of breaks it down and makes it very practical. Amplified reads, "And to make it your ambition to live quietly and peacefully and to mind your own affairs and work with your hands just as we directed you." If we go up, let's start with 10. 1 Thessalonians 4:10. "For indeed you already do practice it towards all the believers throughout Macedonia by actively displaying your love and concern for them. But we urge you, brothers and sisters, that you excel in this matter more and more, and to make it your ambition to live quietly and peacefully and to mind your own affairs and work with your hands just as we directed you, so that you will behave properly towards outsiders, exhibiting good character, personal integrity, and moral courage worthy of the respect of the outside world, and be dependent on no one and in need of nothing. Be self-supporting." That's Thessalonians 10 through 12. So let's read that out of the NIV. "And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia, yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody." See, this is where we're going, right? We need to be loving one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. Doesn't matter if they're part of First Baptist or the AME Church or Apostolic or whatever, are they your brother or sister in Christ? We need to be loving them more and more. And we need to be minding our business. Ooh. That's a word. Mind your business. The word of God is telling, mind your business. Right? Because what is your business? You don't know if you're not minding it. Because we live in a society that everybody's in everybody's business. Like, they've made being in other people's business entertainment. Meanwhile, their business is falling apart because they're not minding it. Because they spend all their free time all up in somebody else's business. And then when they do talk to people in person, it's talking about somebody else's business. Mind your business and do what you're supposed to do. Work with your hands. He says, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Mind your business and do what you're called to do. And that's going to draw the outsiders in. Let's not try to blend in with the outsiders or compete with the outsiders or do as outsiders do. They're outsiders. We're trying to bring them in. We're not trying to go out. It's like there's a storm all around you and you safe inside of a home, and instead of you trying to get them to come in, you try to go outside and put yourself at risk. That's how we look as a body of Christ, doing like what the world does. They're outsiders. I'm going to read one more translation and then we're going to answer your call. Because I really like the way this one broke it on down, which is the Passion Translation. "Indeed, your love is what you're known for throughout Macedonia. We urge you, beloved ones, to let this unselfish love increase and flow through you more and more Aspire to lead a calm and peaceful life as you mind your own business and earn your living just as we've taught you. Hold on. By doing this, you will live an honorable life, influencing others and commanding respect of even the unbelievers. Then you'll be in need of nothing and not dependent upon others. Because we're getting to that point where God is really shifting and separating us as a body of Christ away from the way the world does things. He's separating us where we're not dependent on the world. Because even with the whole eating thing, right? Because it's going to get to a point where you can't go to the grocery store and buy a bag of Doritos. What you going to do? Well, you can't go buy a loaf of your favorite bread. I highly urge you to learn how to make your own bread, how to make your own preserves, how to juice, make your own juice, how to be dependent, like independent of grocery stores and that kind of thing. Learn how to cook if there was no electricity or gas, or how to light things, how to make candles, right? Because people say, oh, what's going to happen if they chop the electricity? Candles. Learn how to make candles. Like, I think part of the reason why God is prepping us now is because he's getting us away from being dependent on, one, the certain types of food are just bad for us. All that processed food, that stuff's just not good for you. That's just science will back that up. And processed food is not good for you. Get away from that. Learn how to eat mostly, like cook your own food or get food that's as healthy as humanly possible. But most importantly, ask God to teach you what to eat, because what you can eat may not be something that I can eat. Like, people do have like allergies, and even if they're not allergies per se, there might be things that their body just doesn't agree with. But ask God to teach you how to eat for optimum health, because we've moved away from eating for sustenance to now people eat for pleasure. Food is designed to maintain you, right, and give you nutrients. But people get away from that. They don't care. Like, oh, I don't want to eat those carrots. I'd rather eat this, you know, bag of junk, tearing up your esophagus and no nutritional value, just pure, utter junk, trash, like treating their body like a trash can when our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of the times when people think about that scripture or even use it, they use it only in a manner to be just clean sexually, but we need to be clean, period. You quit putting garbage in our body. Like, it's okay if you want to eat a little trash every now and again. But every day, no. Like, we got to get away from that so our bodies are in tip-top condition. Start walking or working out. Walking has a lot of health benefits. If you walk just 10 minutes a day, that can protect your heart. It strengthens your heart, because your heart is a muscle. It needs to be exercised. And not just because you're stressed out at work and your blood pressure rises and you when that anxiety comes on and now your heart's beat. That's not the type of exercise. Your heart needs like cardio exercise. So even just taking a brisk walk at least 10 minutes a day, optimally 30 minutes, but even 10 minutes a day, science backs this, it helps your heart, helps strengthen it. We need our health. We need to quit taking our health for granted. Let's do a collective prayer, and then let's start answering callers. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for another day, another opportunity to come together, to lift your name on high, to hear from you, Father God, to sharpen one another and love on one another and teach one another. Lord, help us to desire the right things for our bodies, even the right things for our minds. To be mindful of what we consume, what we're eating, putting in our body, what we're looking at, what we're listening to, even how we're speaking. Help us to be mindful of that, and give us a desire to crave things that are good for us, because you're good. You're good. Help us to desire to have good things in our body. Because it's gonna help in more ways than one. It's not only will our bodies be able to pull nutrients, get good things from good, healthy food, but we'll have more energy. We'll sleep better at night. We'll have less ailments in our body. There's just so many benefits to eating clean, eating things that are right for us, help us to get away from junk and processed things, things that are designed to addict us to it, that don't serve us. Help us to get away from things that don't serve us, because we're made to serve. And things serve us. They all serve a purpose. So things that aren't serving us in a manner that you see fit, in a manner that's positive or that's edifying or adding to us, help us to not desire those things, to get away from those things. And so, Lord, help Terrence and I to decrease as you increase. Speak to your people and give them what they need. Feed their spirits tonight, Father God. And we just love and honor you and pray all of these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me get my notes out.
What was it?
What, the notes?
You need to what, notes?
Go ahead. I mean, you can do it if you want, but I like to keep, because sometimes people will drop off, and then I just want to make sure I get everybody. So it's up to you, my dear.
Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, let's start here. See how many people are in. Quite a few. 719-209, who are we speaking with?
This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Ashley,
you look good.
Huh?
I don't know, Ashley.
Yeah, I know it's been a while. It's been a lot going on.
Lord, to bring you back to my remembrance.
Oh, here you go.
Well, let's pray, Ash. It's good to hear you, though. It really is. Wow. Lord, we thank you for asking tonight, Father God. We thank you for the pursuit. I hear, like, the pursuit of happiness. Like, God is like, giving you like a desire for happiness, like what it really means to be happy. You know, happy is a mindset. It's a choice. You know, I choose to be happy. It's not about like experiencing things like In everyday life where you might stub your toe, that ain't making you happy. You might say, ouch. But what I'm saying is your overall perspective is happy. Your walk is happy. How you move is happy. Even though things occur, it will not affect your happiness. Because happiness is you. Happiness is what you're going to be like walking in, like pure happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so when things occur, they're not going to affect you like they would have prior, because Satan is not coming with anything new. He's coming with the same. So even if you experience something old in a new package, it will not affect you the way that it did before, because you made a choice to be happy. You know, you get what I'm saying? So it's like God is going to teach you how to dictate the flow of your life, to really dictate how you truly allow things to affect you. Because We give things permission, like things can happen in our lives, but we give those particular things permission on how they affect us in our lives. Like some things you can't avoid. Some things are just going to happen. But wherever you are in life, you always still are faced with choices. and decisions, and you're gonna choose how these things will affect you. You know, some people, you know, choose to just allow things to fester and then torment their minds, and then they have nervous breakdowns, and they acting out of character, going and just doing a lot of things and justifying it in the name of anger, in the name of hurt, in the name of neglect, in the name of loneliness, you know. Whatever they're calling it, they're using it as justification. But God says that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. And so if I just give it to Jesus and I choose him, he's the truth, the way, and the life.
Mm-hmm.
That means I'm choosing happiness, because God is gonna teach me the truth about it. He's gonna show me the truth about it. He's gonna direct me the right way. He's gonna, you know, show me the path I need to take to navigate through it. And through it, I'm gonna gain life. See, Satan wants to take things from you. God is always trying to get things to you. And so even though you go through, it's to get to something. And you gain life. You gain life. Like, you live through, you be like, whoo, man. You ever thought about something you've gone through and you sit back and be like, man, I don't know how in the world, literally, like, God prepared me for that, because, like, the thought of it right now, like, I couldn't do it. Like, there's no way I could deal with that now. So it's just like God be showing you, like, I prepare you and I condition you for whatever comes your way. If you can have it, God has handled it. We just gotta, you know, believe it. So I just see you really in your happy place and choosing happiness over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness over everything. And it's a choice. So thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's what I got.
Yeah, when you were talking about the happiness, excuse me, that's what I saw. I saw you taking the steps to get to happy. It's like happy is the destination. And the decisions that you're making are leading you there. Of course, we can always have joy. That's something that we can tap in, like, at any time, no matter what we're going through. But I see God really leading you to happy, where you're genuinely happy. Because, you know, we can have joy in our life, but we can be unhappy in certain areas of our lives. And sometimes we sacrifice our happiness to be in a particular area of our life. Like, we're like, oh, I'm not really happy, but this is where I want to be for whatever reason. But I see you really just taking God ordering the steps, and you taking the steps to get you to that place. And some people might not understand, but it's not for them to understand. It's your life. At the end, in the beginning of the day, it's your life. And you deserve happiness. You know, happiness is not what we serve. We serve God, and God helps us to get there. And some people misunderstand that sometimes when you're in a quest for happiness in certain areas of your life. And so they think that you're just doing whatever to be happy, which is not the same. Like the world, they do whatever to be happy. They don't care if it's, you know, immoral, if it's, you know, bad, evil. They don't care. They do whatever. But when we serve God and we're searching for happiness in particular areas, it's done out of obedience to God. Like we're serving God with the quest, like, Lord, this is where I want to be. You know, help me to get there. So you're still serving God, and God is leading the steps to the things that make you happy. Because sometimes we think we know what makes us happy, and we don't. Sometimes we don't know what's going to make us happy until we experience it. Like with me, I was afraid to swim for a very long time. I almost drowned when I was 10. I told the story on the show more times than I could probably count. When I was 10, went to the beach jumping waves, almost drowned, and I believe an angel, God sent an angel to save me out of the water. But after that, you know, being 10, not having the spiritual background, I didn't really know how what to make of it, but I had a fear of swimming. So I never tried to swim. I didn't like, if I went to pool parties, I wasn't over near the pool. I still liked the beach. And I would feel like I could dip my toes in the water, but I had a fear of swimming. And it wasn't until I was 30 that I decided I wanted to conquer that fear, just because I felt like that's something that was a life skill that I should possess. That was the only reason. I'm like, I'm afraid of it. I want to face that fear, and I want to possess that life skill, not knowing that I would end up liking it. And it made me happy. And when I was learning how to swim, I was going through a very stressful time in my life. And God used swimming as an illustration of what I was going through. But I ended up liking it. I was looking forward to it. And especially like to backflow. Oh, man, I liked it. It made me so happy. It made me so calm. But I didn't know that I liked swimming until I did it. So sometimes when we're getting happy, we don't know what it looks like. We know what it feels like, but we don't know what it looks like. So it's not like we're like, okay, it's going to make me happy if I have $2 million in the bank, so I'm going to do everything I can to get $2 million. No, we're just trying to get to happy in an area. And so just trust God, trust the steps, and do what needs to be done. And when people come and they say or make judgments, it's your life. Like, you do what you got to do. Just like we just talked about the scripture. Give them that scripture in Thessalonians. Mind your business. This ain't your business. You're observing my life, but it's not yours to mind. So mind your own business. I'm minding my business. I wish you well, and I hope that you do the same with me. But I'm not going to sit up there and explain myself to you. That's how you handle people. God gives you the wisdom of how to be polite and tell people politely to step off. It's not their life, because God is ordering the steps. Because again, you don't know what it looks like. You just know where you're going. So Lord, we thank you for Ashley. We thank you, Father God, for her being obedient and her choosing to walk the steps that you already ordered for her, and taking her to a place of happiness in several areas of her life. And she doesn't know what it looks like. They help her not even to think about that, to just bypass that, just to shut that part off on her brain, to say, I'm not even going to go with an expected visual of what it looks like. I'm just trusting you, God, that the steps that you're taking me on is going to get me there. And when people come to her and say, oh, you're being selfish because you're doing this, that, and the other, give her the wisdom of how to speak to them, what to say, to just diffuse all that and not to even concern herself with that. We don't even have the time to worry about that. That's their business. If they have a problem with her, that's not her business. That's their business. That's their problem. So we thank you for it. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I think y'all hit the nail on the head with that one, because I was just talking to my mom about that, like, with everything that's going on, like, I was telling my mom, I was like, I don't know where God's taking me, but right now at this point, I have no other choice but to trust him at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the peace that he's given me with the situation is what keeps me. And it's just, like I said, it's been a lot since I had my daughter. And I just, I don't know, like, just like, okay, Jesus, I don't know where you're taking me, but I just have to be okay with where that is. And then just, like I said, with the situation, like, with my husband, he tried to commit suicide about almost a month ago.
Oh, wow.
And he was pretty much almost successful, if it wasn't for the person that found him. And it's just, I don't know, like, so, yes, please keep him in prayer. Just keep us in prayer. There's just a lot of things that we're dealing with in general, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, trusting God is key. I mean,
right.
And that's what everything sprouts from. Your trust in Him. And these things that have occurred is really presenting you opportunities to just trust God.
Mm-hmm.
You said something that I'm at a point now I feel I have no other choice but to trust Him. Yeah, that's the best place to be. That's right where He wants you all the time. There should never be a place where you feel like you shouldn't be able to trust God. like, hold on, Lord, I got this.
Right.
Hold on. No, we never should have it because we can't handle it. He says, cast all your cares upon me. For I care for you. For everything that you care about. Everything, every person. You cast it, you give them to the Lord. You give it to the Lord because He handles it. I went through a phase. I have I'm a father, I'm a protector, I'm a husband, I'm a protector. You know, I'm a man, I'm a protector. You know, it's like my nature. But in the worst place for a man to be in is to feel that he can't protect. But I know that that's a lie because me being a man, not only just a man, but a man of God, a man that trusts in the Lord, I knew that I could turn to Him. And so all I had to do was just turn to Him. I had to, you know, accept it. You know, I was granted permission and access to God, and what am I still standing out here for? The cover been paid. I can just go on in. My meal taken care of, everybody. All I got to do is show up. And that's what it was. I was in a position where I felt like I couldn't control nothing, but I turned it over to the Lord, and I said, you a whole lot, because I can control it. Because I'm giving it to the one that controls all. So, yeah, I am in control. Because I made a choice to just trust God and God, me giving it to God. And before you know it, all of those old feelings, you know, the effect that they had on me were slowly getting weaker and weaker and weaker. To where I could think about it and it doesn't have that effect on me anymore. Because God, we walk in victory with the Lord. We can't lose with Christ. We do not lose. Do you know what that means? I can't lose with Christ.
Right.
So I can't give up because He didn't. He could have in the Garden of Gethsemane when his flesh began to cry out. But he didn't give up. He said, not my will, but thy will be done. And say he wants us to give up. He wants us to quit. That's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And we just come against that. That spirit of fear, that spirit of defeat, that spirit of like self-worth, like self-worthlessness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fear of thinking you got to you know, measure up to man's standard. You know, if people not pleased with me or how I look in front of them, doesn't matter. They I ain't working out my salvation with them. I'm working out my salvation with the Lord. Satan wants to win that battle over our souls. So we know he's coming with everything. He don't come with any new thing. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy in that order. But we have to cut Satan off in the spirit. We cut Satan off by putting our faith in the word of God and declaring and decreeing and opening up our mouths and aligning our faith to that word and trusting it and watching the results and just releasing everything to the Lord. Because we got access to angels. We got access to spiritual warriors that are battle things in the spirit, cut some things up. That's what it's about. Trusting God. Not trusting systems, not trusting money, not trusting your feelings. You're trusting God. 100%. 100%. And thank God for everything. Be oh so grateful for everything, for every need being met. Everything we need is being met. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. That's what I got here. So, you got me on one. That's
all right. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
You take it in. You take it in.
Yes, God.
Because if you're experiencing it, you have to know that you have what it takes to overcome it. You've already been equipped, so tap into it and just allow God to bring forth what needs to be brought forth. And we just call it forth. Whatever as it needs to come out, Father God, we thank you now that it comes forth in Jesus' name. Touch her husband right now, Father God, to get to that place of trust, to get to that place of resting in you and surrendering it all. Quiet his mind now in Jesus' name. Bring focus to him right now in Jesus' name. Steadiness, peace. Hallelujah. Let him experience your love, Father God, and him to receive it in Jesus' name. To trust it. That he hears your word, Father God, and submits to it. Submit to you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Order his steps to you in Jesus' name. Say you can't have him in Jesus' name. He's covered. He's protected. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Protected. In Jesus' name. Can't have him. We just come against all the noise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The victory is in Christ. I say you are defeated. Release in Jesus' name. Release right now in Jesus' name. and you take your hands off of the man. Hallelujah. The man has purpose. He's filled with destiny. God has a plan for him. His ears will no longer hear your voice and yield to you in Jesus' name. Thank God that his ears are inclined to the voice of the Lord. Thank you that his steps are ordered in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Yeah, let it flow. Let it flow. I know I'm not the only one praying tonight. I know everybody else on is praying. And I want y'all to pray for our sister in Jesus' name. Pray for her. What's your husband's name again, Ashley?
His name is John.
John. Y'all call John's name out tonight. Call his name out. I know they praying for him right now. I already know it. Call his name out. Help pull our brother through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. See, right now in the spirit, I just see the armies. Like, I just see the armies, like, getting their assignment, and everybody's heading to a location to battle.
Ooh, we've been a battle.
Man. And Satan right now, he don't even see what's coming. He thinks he's out there all alone with his little minions, and they running the show. No, but I, in the spirit, the armies have been dispatched to John's rescue. Right now in the name of Jesus. Loose him in Jesus' name. Yeah, we're on a rescue mission right now. Hallelujah. I can see it right now in the spirit. Oh, man. Yeah, we finna snatch the keys and everything to save our brother John. To help our brother John right now in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we can do this.
Yes.
We can do this. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we praying for John's protection. We praying for John's breakthrough.
Yes.
We praying for his deliverance. Hallelujah. Jesus shed his blood for this. There's nothing John can go through or ever deal with that has not been already handled. So we thank you, Lord, that as we pick our brother up right now and we stand him on his feet and we turn him toward you, that he receives you. And he stands and never takes his eyes off you, ever. You the compass that helps us find our way. So, Lord, we just thank you for being the compass in his life and giving him direction. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. It's already done. It's already done. It's already done. Yeah, trust God. It's just there's something.
Yeah.
Trust God. Wow. It's simple, but the work ain't easy. But it's all worth it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's all worth it. It's all worth it. But yeah, you okay? You okay? Just know that.
Yes.
Just know that. You okay? Hallelujah! Wow, man, you got anything else you want to share? Pray for.
I can. I mean, pray for my children.
Mm-hmm.
My 9-month-old She's been kind of sick a little bit lately.
Mm-hmm.
I try to pray for her too, because you know how when you have children and there's some people on the spouse's side of the family that you don't want your children to be like, or you don't want those demons to come about.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray that God breaks those generational curses. That's the word I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with her, because their family has a lot of generational curses. And I try to pray for her and declare that, you know, it stops here, that it's not, she's not going to have any of that. But definitely praying for her and my oldest daughter as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord,
my oldest daughter's name is Zaray, and
Zaray.
The lady's name is Zanaya.
Zanaya and Zaray. Okay. All right. Lord, we thank you for asking daughters tonight, Father God. Zanay and Zaraya. Lord, we thank you that with Zaray, Lord, that she gets an understanding. Like I see her with like a lot of questions, and certain things are just not making sense. Like she can't really like get it. She's hearing it, but she's not getting it. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight that she gets an understanding, that she has an understanding, because like the scriptures teaching, all that getting, you know, get an understanding. You know, you can have a lot of knowledge, but if you don't have the wisdom of God to teach you how to move in that knowledge, to help support the understanding of it, you could hurt some things. Some things could be out of alignment. And so we thank God that he's opening her up to understanding and really like things being slowed down for her to where she could capture it. Like she needs, like it needs to be given to her. Because like some people can hear things from several different people, but then here comes this person saying the exact same thing, but it's the way they say it. It's even how they come to them, and then how you receive them, because a lot of people can really share truth and be telling the gospel truth, but a lot of time it's not received because they ain't presenting right. It's just like you go to the restaurant and order a hamburger, and you pay for it, and they hand you your hamburger with their hand. No wrapper. Just from their hand to yours. Yeah, it's a burger. It's exactly what you ordered, but how it came, you ain't finna eat that. You like, hold on. You ain't wrap it up for me. You ain't put it in no bag. No, that's just going to give it to me with your hand. Nah, I don't want that. And so with her, it's a way that she's going to understand it based on how she receives it. And so we just thank God for her receiving it the way she needs to receive it, so that she can get an understanding on how you move and how you operate. And we thank you for, is Zaraya?
Zanaya.
Lord, we thank you for Zanaya, Father God. We thank you that she's a light, that she's a light that helps people see, that really helps people see things, things that they haven't seen, things that they didn't know that it really existed because the light wasn't on. Like, you can have some lights on in the house, but you could be in a different room and that light that's on and in another room ain't helping you in the room that you're in. So you can't see what's going on. You got to turn the light on. And so she's going to be that light in people's lives that are going to make things be seen that people haven't seen. And basically kind of like expose things, but not exposing in a shameful way, but exposing in a helpful way. Because it ain't like when you turn the light on, the light is roasting you while it's turning itself, you know, being turned on. Like you turn on the light and the light like, man, I got to shine on all this mess you got in here. No, the light just turns on and then you see the mess. You see what's in the room or whatever the issue is. And so you're able to address it. And so I see God really using her life as that light. And so that may be in correlation with those generational curses as well. With being the light, you know, for family members. God has a mission for her and going to teach her, you know, really through her, it's going to show everybody really how, even throughout the family, to really have compassion for one another and really see people the way God sees them. Not more so as a threat, but more so as an opportunity. Because when God reveals things, you know, to us, and yeah, we see a lot of things that we want to keep our children from and things that are bad or that could cause this and cause that. And so we tend to really look at that and turn everything else off because of that. But God is also with you giving you the eyes to really see what it is, like the eyes of a doctor. You know, you really seeing sick people and not those of a threat. You're seeing sick people. And so God's going to teach you also to how to address sick people. So you're going to teach tonight even how to address sickness, like you really, you know, doctors, like you know what to pray for. You know where to meet people at. You know right where they are. So you know how to help them the way they needed to be helped. And continue to trust God. I ain't saying just to be out here just wide open and not using wisdom, but not moving in fear, but moving in obedience and strictly trusting God with everything. Like really, really, really trusting God to handle it all. And that's something that Zaniah is going to pick up and really learn from you. Because she sees if you happy. You know. She sees when you are sad or upset. She can feel it too. You know. And so God's gonna show you definitely how to help hone those skills and those giftings that God has given her. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the preparation. The preparation it's go time. Because all of these things is just preparing you for what's next and for what's next, for what's next, and for what's next. We're always being built up for what's next. what we haven't experienced yet. So we experience these things to conquer them so that we can conquer more things on another level, just like that. And we just thank God for the growth and the development. And we bind all of those generational curses, Father God. We bind the spirit of emptiness. Like, I just keep sensing, like, people not knowing, like, who their value. They don't really, like, value nothing. Like, they... And it's like the ignorant of it. And, you know, ignorance doesn't eliminate, you know, fault, because you still are going to reap repercussions whether you know something or not based on what's done. So just because you don't know, that's not a pass, because scripture says you perish for the lack of knowledge. And so a lot of people are perishing because they don't even know. They just think this is just how they are. This is the way it's been. This is the way this is. The way we've been doing this. But it's not. And so we just thank God that their eyes are open, that the scales fall off. That the scales fall off, that they see you and desire change. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Ooh.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you guys for your prayers.
Ooh. Yeah, that was heavy. Wow. Man, that was heavy.
All right. Thank you, guys. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's rich. You just, like I say, just trust them and watch everything unfold and do your part, and literally trust God with everything. Yes, with everything. And this is I know it ain't easy, but it's so necessary and it's so beneficial. And it's so fulfilling. Oh, man. It's so fulfilling when you just release it all. But, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. But thank you, Ezra. This was all right.
Yeah.
I mean, we was expecting to go down the list tonight, but it don't look like that's going to happen. Let me see. It don't look like they're open to heaven. Cause we got to make sure Randy can get out. Yeah. I don't see that happening tonight. Because, yeah, we got a lot. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get everybody just numbers and prefixes. But you can stay on and pray with me, Ashley. I appreciate it. All righty. Let me go here to 919-292. Lord, we thank you for 919-292, Father God. We thank you for the benefits of the cross, really, really showing them what the cross really meant, what you really meant by giving your life, what it means for someone to give their life, and you being the one that did that just for us, and really teaching us the value, the beauty, the sacrifice,
the love behind the cross. And so, yeah, the cross is your mission. I mean, that's a beautiful story. I'm always reminded of the cross in pretty much my everyday life. God always takes me to the cross, especially when I feel like things are not fair and they're too tough. This is too hard, or I can't get over this. I go to the cross because Jesus took on the sins of the world. So everything that he went through and everything that we could ever think of going through, he's already providing an answer for it. We've already overcome it by his blood. And we just thank God for that in Jesus' name. 682-738. Father God, we thank you for 682-738 tonight, Father God. We just thank you for the obedience to want to be pleasing to you, Father, to want to really boast of you, to really share your goodness. And that is beautiful. That is, because you are like that, Satan don't like it, man. Satan want to try to get you off your square. Satan want to try to provide distractions and provide things that don't really deserve your time. You know, because I hear the Lord, you know, just letting go of things. Because a lot of times, sometimes we feel like we lose things, but really God is creating room for new. He's creating room. Because when God is our provider, and he and us really knowing that he's a provider, and you really wanting to depend on God, God will provide opportunities for you to build your faith in those particular areas. But we just thank God for that zeal for him, that hunger for people to know who he is. And because of that, you're protected. And because of that, you don't have to worry. Because of that, you don't have to fear, doubt. You just do your part. You do your part. And God reveals to us what our parts are, what we need to do, what needs to be done. God does that. Just trust him all the way. Man, that trust is heavy. 251-229. Father God, we thank you for 251-229. We thank you for the hold on. I gotta get a word. Hold up. See what the Bible says. The law says, go to the word. Ooh. Go to Matthew 15. Mm-hmm. All right, Matthew 15 says, then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out in the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat unwashing hands defileth not a man. Hallelujah. I see the Lord really dealing with you on not letting like things get your goat, like ticking you off, you know.
and really putting things in perspective, in its proper place, because like he said like what comes out, what people be talking about, that's what's going to defile them, because it people can try to hide their heart, but they keep talking, it's going to come out. That's just what it is. And so I see God really teaching you to just listen to people, and you're going to see, regardless of what they be trying to, you know, portray to be, listen to them. Listen to them. It ain't how they looking. Listen to them is what they saying. So I see God really opening your ears to really see what people's hearts are. Especially family. Especially family, in Jesus' name. Amen. 251744. Lord, we thank you for 251744. We thank you for being on, like on time, on top of it, like being on point. I mean, just being on, like you're going to go through a season of learning how to be on, learning what it means to be on, the value of being on. And the benefits of being on, because God wants you to always be on point with him, on with him. Just to be on. And you're going to experience this, and it's not anything that you've done or could do to make it happen other than trust God. That's it. God is making this happen for you, giving you this season of just being on. And it's just not for you. It's also for those around you. So that you could tell people, man, hey, man, this ain't nothing but God. Check it out. You might want to trust them, too. You might want to believe them. You might want to walk with them. Your soul is at stake. So you might want to get on with the Lord. You're going to teach people what to be on. Exactly. Hallelujah. Amen. 754-255, Father God, we thank you for 754-255. We thank you for like jubilee, good times. Like it is, man. I just see like a season of just celebrations of. I mean, just good times. Like, you can't even put into words. You just like, and that's what I see God doing in your life, Get ready to just really have your mind blown this year in Jesus' name. 828-989, Father God, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the mindset. What you think on. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Man, God says, look, think about what I'm saying. Forget what they talking about. What did I say? In Jesus' name. It's just that simple. Listen to God, 828-989. Amen. 803-991. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 803-991. We thank you for the push. We thank you for pressure. Like pressure is being applied to you, but it ain't a bad thing. Don't look at it as a bad thing. God will teach you how to apply pressure to pressure, because that's how you're going to get strong. You know, when you're in the gym and you get on the bench press and that weight is pressing down on you, you got to push back to get that weight up off you. God teaches you how to push back. He's really teaching you to build your spiritual muscles and like your spirit, to have your spiritual physique. I mean, awesome. Like, you want to look good spiritually. Like, that's what I'm really working on. My spiritual physique, as well as is wanting to see it naturally as well.
I mean, I want to really, really be fly in the spirit. Absolutely. I want my spirit man to be chiseled and cut up. And I see God really taking you down that path of the importance of the spirit, and you really having a true visual of how he sees things. How he sees things. This one thing that everybody's tapping in right now, God is going to reveal to you how he sees things. And you're going to start seeing things just the way God sees them. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. 704-492. Father God, we thank you for 704-492. Thank you for being on time. I mean, like right, really in time, on time, because God does everything in time and it's always on time. A faith worketh patience. You know, it really doesn't matter how long something takes. It's just a matter. It's mainly focused how well it is, how good it is, what's the value of it, not how long it takes, but is it doing what it's called to do and purpose to do, called and purpose to do. So God has purposed and called you to do a particular work. And it's a time that's set for it. So just be ready. Be ready, because he's always on. He comes in time and he's always on time. So be ready for what God has for you, and it's beautiful. In Jesus' name, 608-960, 608-960. Father God, we thank you that the blessings manifest like never before. This year, the understanding what blessings truly are is it's a blessing. It's a blessing just to be here right now. It's a blessing to know Jesus. You know, it's a blessing to be able to recognize the tricks of the enemy. So God is really going to show you and open up to you what his blessings look like. You know, not where everybody else say, "Oh, child, I'm blessed." No, he's going to show you what his blessings look like. His blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. 321-230. We thank you. We thank you for 321-230. We thank you for their participation. I see like you step into the plate and like finally like getting in the mix, putting yourself in the mix. And people have been waiting on you to get into the mix because you got so much to bring to the mix. But the devil has a way of really trying to have us think about, hold on, you know, I gotta make sure this, before I do, I gotta. You got a case of outta gotta. And you gotta get outta gotta. And get that case of just doing what God says. You got the case of God says. God says. Not I gotta, but God says. That's what you really gotta do, what God says. Because if he says you're ready, you're ready. It's not about you, God running it through you to see if you okay with it. That's backwards. That ain't finna happen. And so we just thank God for giving you the clarity and giving you the boldness in this spirit to want to stand out and to separate yourself from the rest. Separate yourself from the pack in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we thank you for 504-282. Lord, we thank you that the benefits that the benefits of service, the benefits of serving, learning how to serve, knowing the benefits of serving. Jesus is our chief servant. You know, to minister means to serve. You know, and we. We have things serving us every day, because we were created to serve.
And so God is going to teach you the value of serving and the benefits of serving. You know, a lot of people look down on servers and want to treat servers any old kind of way, not knowing how much power servers really have. A server could really make or break your experience in anything on how you're being served. So you want to learn how to serve so you'll know what it means to be served properly. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for opening you up to that, teaching you how to serve so you can recognize when you being served improperly. Yes. You just ain't going to let anybody just serve you any other kind of way when you are the joint heir to the kingdom of God. And so, no, that's a no-no. So we just thank God for opening you up to that and really teaching you the value of service. Might even be a business in there, something like that. Amen. That's all I got for you guys tonight. That's it. Kind of slick went over, but I wanted to finish. But we're going to go on and clear it up so Randy can get on. God bless you all. Love you all. Me and Tanisha are so grateful for always you guys support, always for you guys being here and listening and joining in and just allowing us to be used by God to share what needs to be shared. So continue to go with the Lord, continue to trust him and step out in your faith and go work that word. And we'll see you all next week sometime. And we got some other things coming up, but we'll announce it when it's their time. But like I say, this is a great year. But God bless y'all. I'm gonna clear it out so Randy can get on. And thank y'all for joining again tonight. We love y'all. Night.